This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
May 22nd, it's the DJV program on the air again and again and again and again and again. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Yes, here we are again for another hour, in spite or despite what goes on in the rest of the world. We here have, all of us, I think, in a manner of speaking, have become who we are. Not based upon any one decision, anything that we did for just one day, taking one chance, having one relationship. It's all about a collective. It's an opportunity every day for us to share our thoughts and what is going on in the world. Certainly is worth thinking about. The U.S. has intercepted Russian bombers and fighter jets off the coast of Alaska, F-22 stealth jets. Intercepting four Russian bombers, two Russian fighter jets off the coast of Alaska yesterday. Statement from the North American Aerospace Defense Command. So what's new here? Nothing. These guys do this all the time. Every once in a while, there is some note taken of it because they either get closer or they're, for whatever the reason, is a flexing of muscles on both sides. It becomes pretty silly. Actually, it is silly. The whole thing, all of war, and if it wasn't so serious, it would be silly, because all it is about a few men, and I dare say there are no women involved in any of this, that want to wave their magic wands around, if you know what I mean. So, and that's the same thing that goes on here. Another item of interest today, the focus on the Democrats pounding themselves on the chest because we won in court. What business is it of theirs, I ask, maybe a rhetorical question, as to what Trump's financial records are? This is, becomes...
Well, I know that you say that a lot. I disagree with that. I think that he works for us. This is our, our taxes pay for him, and I just don't think that this would have not... It would not have flown with any other former president, I think. But this president is just so, he just does things his own way, and he always has, and that's, and his supporters love that. His detractors really loathe it. So, but I do
if
think
we're going to turn them all over, we should let everybody's records be seen. Like, we should probably just let everybody, because it's funny, the people that are calling for them are the same people who haven't turned over a financial record in years. So, I think we just get consistent. If this is something that we want to fully do and fully vet every single person financially, half of the field that's probably running against Trump will be kicked out immediately after that. So it'll be interesting to see if this starts down that road of more transparency. I'm for it. I say let's do it.
Totally. It's not political. It's just if that's the job that you want, the taxpayers pay your salary, then that's it. It's a requirement. It's transparency.
Well, in
all
this
across
case,
the board.
It's interesting because Trump isn't taking a salary. He gets paid nothing.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's going somewhere.
In a sense,
he said he was donating his salary. That's originally.
Oh no, we have
said.
He donates it every quarter, and the White House will tell you where he's donating it. He donates it to various departments. I think last time it was to the National Parks Service. I think that was the last one that they got the money.
Nobody's all bad. It just is that we have gotten ourselves into this sort of this malaise of wanting to kick the can down the road, and then while we kick the can down the road, we kick somebody in the can.
But not having a standard of transparency for everyone across the board is getting, that's why we're so mired in all of this back and forth. I think that there should just be a law, and that's what it is. Everyone has to play by the same rules. Doesn't matter what party affiliation you have, everyone needs to play by the same rules. And then we wouldn't have to waste so much time on this.
Yeah, I think that's a laudable effort and an idea. But the reality is that people who are, and I guess we would perhaps discuss what it means to be qualified, but qualified people looking for these jobs or looking to help, or folks who are real public servants, are there any of those around? Yeah, there are. There are some really good people who really want to serve because they really have good intentions. Finding those, but it's like the wheat and the chaff. It's hard to find those people. Some of them show up and some of them are asked to do the public's bidding. They wouldn't have thought about it necessarily, but then they decide, okay, well, I'd like to give so much of my time and effort to helping make things better. I don't see anybody on the horizon here running for any political office, any place.
I think that's few and far between these days.
Yep.
I mean, imagine if we got the full financial disclosures from the Clintons. Imagine when we get them from Joe Biden and see that he gave a ton of money from China to his son to start his son's businesses. Imagine when we see that Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein have tripled their wealth since they've been in their positions of power. I mean, that's why I say I don't believe that Trump has done anything wrong. I think he's just trying to protect himself because I think he thinks he's probably being harassed. It's presidential harassment. So I say if he turns it over, he should say, you know what, let's create some new laws that everybody does.
Why doesn't he do that, Ben? What is he hiding, though?
I don't think he's hiding anything. I think he wants to be impeached.
I think he's hiding plenty.
I think he's hiding plenty, yeah.
he's already turned
over.
New York
and New Jersey for years.
See, this is why I don't think he is because for the last years that he's been president, it is a requirement to fill out financial disclosures, and he's done that. Mueller also spent 2 years investigating where his money went, and they didn't find anything. So it would be hidden pretty deeply if he wants to turn something over. And if he is hiding something, we'd find it out. But I think what people don't understand is that Trump wants to be impeached. He's pushing. The reason he's not cooperating is because he wants the Democrats to implode on themselves trying to figure out what to do, whether or not they should impeach him.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he wins. I guarantee you, if Democrats impeach him, he wins in 2020.
Okay, but is that all there is?
Yeah.
The question, the song, is that all there is comes from this?
It doesn't matter. It's what Democrats are making it, so he says fine.
Jennifer, it does matter because we're all sitting here playing this game. It is like Game of Thrones.
I agree.
It's a game.
Nobody's doing anything.
And I watched something last night that I wasn't intending to go down this because I wanted you to kind of kick things off after I threw a few things out. The Mitch McConnell overview that was on PBS. Granted, PBS is not objective at all, no matter what it is that they do or say they do. They are very, very one-sided in their reporting, their presentations, and their investigative units. They took on Mitch McConnell last night, and even though I refer to him as an old fossil, dangerous probably isn't the right word, but he's an example of the kinds of stuff that we're talking about. Been around too long, has too much power, and I guarantee you that a guy who's never done anything in his life except be in public service, this guy is worth millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, he's made money. He's another one that you'd add to the list here.
Right, yeah. So, anyway, the point is that we hear by the strike from the record a lot of this stuff that doesn't make any of us better or happier. It just is kind of what is. All right, meanwhile, Jennifer, what do you have that
you
want to...
I'll give you some political unity, although it's laughable, but... Yeah, I just to put one more sentence on this, Trump cooperated with that Mueller probe for 2 years. He sent everybody to sit and talk, and no one got fired, despite all the reports. And so now I think it's like, you know what? You had your chance. You couldn't find anything. And so I'm shutting down. And he's pushing them to try to move in the direction. What are we going to do? Are we going to actually come to the table and work on legislation, or are we going to keep pushing for impeachment? And you can see that happening right now. Now, Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to impeach him, and she's actually going to the White House today. That's actually where my story is. And they're putting aside World War III for a moment to talk about infrastructure, because when it comes to spending money, that's something Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer can all agree on. Charge the American people. And they're going to talk about their next steps for infrastructure. They want a $2 trillion plan that would rebuild roads, bridges, and all of this. Now, where the sticking point may come as they go further down the road is that the Democrats, Nancy and Chuck, are insisting that this comes from a new tax. Trump has not said one way or another whether he's going to support a tax. Elaine Chao, his transportation secretary, says that he will support a new tax, and that's going to be interesting to see how that plays with Trump supporters. I would not be for a new gas tax for infrastructure. There's plenty of money that you could get from private companies that could do infrastructure projects, but that could be the sticking point between what seems to be like the one issue that Democrats and Republicans are agreeing on right now. So we'll see what the next steps are, how the money will come, where the money will come from to start these projects, because all three of them have said they're interested in moving forward together on this one.
Show me the money! Follow the money. Follow the yellow brick road, as it were.
This would be like a gas tax, basically. A new gas tax.
Yeah, right. We need more taxes, I think.
We need more gas taxes in New Jersey. Yeah. Governor Christie left us with a 23-cent gas tax. And what did you have recently, Jen, in California? Like a 30-cent tax?
It was a 20-cent, but it goes up again. It goes up every single year. So
I paid $4.90 a gallon for gasoline yesterday. Was it yesterday? What's today? Wednesday? Monday.
Were you buying liquid gold for your car? What were you putting in?
You should have gotten $4.19. You must have. Yeah, you're by the airport.
Yeah, by the airport. That's still $4.19. I mean, how much time is that?
Wow. Terrible. No one can afford to get to work. That's why California's economic spike isn't going so much, because everybody makes more money staying at home on assistance than driving someplace.
And they have these idiots running the state who have never seen anything they didn't want to give away or have somebody pat them on the... You talk about interests and people becoming millionaires. The influence peddlers in Los Angeles and in California, they beat all the rest of the country, other than the ones that are basically right in Virginia and Maryland around Washington.
If they're giving something away, they haven't found me yet.
Wow.
They haven't come up my street.
And they probably could do well going up your street.
Yeah, they probably could. I think some of the people on my street have been
I wouldn't be surprised. Yes. Hello, knock, knock. Anybody home? It's 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program for Wednesday morning. The MyPillow folks been around now. I think it's the 15th or 16th year for Mike Lindell. Look what this guy has created. Speaking about what people do in America, he's been, I think, Mike, whether he's the one who's promoting it or not, there are some who think he should run for the Senate in Minnesota. Well, whether he does that or he doesn't, you get a great story to tell. He is the inventor of MyPillow, CEO of the company that bears the name MyPillow. MyPillow has created premium pillows, regular pillows. They have sponsored clinical sleep studies to prove how the MyPillow product improves the quality of your sleep. If you have they've shown now there are fewer sleep interruptions with the pillows. Restorative deep sleep is what you need, and this is what you're going to get with the products at MyPillow.com. Check them all out. If you'd be interested in the special this week through Memorial Day, they're promoting the MyPillow premium pillows. You get a pack of two for $69.98 at MyPillow.com. $69.98 for two pillows, lowest price ever offered on the radio. Use the promo code DJV, available now at MyPillow.com. Two of these fabulous premium pillows, $69.98, a cut above the regular pillows. They're all great. These are even greater because the prices are that much better. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. They'll even ship them free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for this great offer for the two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, oh, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go.
Whoa. 23 and change at the hour now on the DJB program. Music time. Oh, what do you think? This country music or not?
Yes.
Brooks and Dunn. Yeah, Boots, Scootin' Boogie. They're the latest country act scheduled to film an episode of CMT Crossroads, new country Hall of Fame inductees, taking the stage with Brett Young, Cody Anderson, John Pardee, Luke Combs, Midland and Brandon Lancaster from Lanco for an hour-long CMT special. Crossroads, Brooks and Dunn, and Friends, scheduled to be recorded in Nashville for the next month, day before the 2019 CMT Music Awards. Show premieres on CMT then June 28th at 10 p.m. Fans invited to attend the Crossroads taping if you want. Be held at the corner of 5th and Broadway in downtown Nashville. Okay, let's go!
I love it. It's open to the public. That's great.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. The recording starts at 8:30 in the evening, Central Time, standing room only event. On a first-come, first-served basis, show up now and you're guaranteed a slot, I guess, probably. Acts performing with Brooks and Dunn, also featured on the duo's latest release, Reboot, which landed number one on the Billboard Country Album chart earlier this year. Features the pair's many hits with some new collaborations.
Is this Pardee's voice? Because whoever's singing with him, I like.
Yeah, this is off the album. Reboot with John Pardee.
Previous really genre casting performances from the show's franchise, Brett Young, Boyz II Men, John Mayer, Keith Urban, Steven Tyler, Carrie Underwood, Stevie Nicks, Lady Antebellum, Katy Perry. Boy, did she look ridiculous, by the way, the other night on American Idol. I know we've talked about her 100 times. She just looks so full of herself, the way she carries herself.
She has tried for her entire career to look like Lady Gaga or to be as shocking with her fashion and
silly.
And it falls flat.
Silly. Yeah, she looks silly. She had this hat on the side of her ear. This just looks silly.
Just on her ear? Very interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty much on her ear. Yeah, silly. Other country music news here. Joe, speaking, we were talking about John Pardee. He's previewed a new album called Heartache Medication. Now that sounds like an interesting idea. Here's that cut. Crank it up, Kara, will you?
Turn and make me lose all that hardwood jukebox lost in me.
take medication.
You know what I like about him? He actually sounds like a country singer.
He sure
there are so
does.
Many country singers that
yeah,
kind of
don't
want to be pop stars.
I think you're right about
easier.
That. Yeah,
so
100% agree. Yeah, this sounds real, like real old traditional country. He was on American Idol season finale with some other... Who did I see on that the other night? I saw... No, last night on The Voice I saw... what's his face from Hootie and the Blowfish? I think his name is
Darius Rucker. Darius and the Blowfish were on together as a band.
Were they all on?
They're back together.
Was
yeah.
it Hootie and the Blowfish or the Bluefish? Which was it?
Blowfish. Well, sorry.
Hootie and the Bluefish. I like that. Sounds like a good group. Put it together. How about Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and the Bluefish? No. The DJV.
We could all wear blue.
I grew up eating Bluefish, and it's not very good, so no.
Heartache Medication is his first full-length album since 2016's California Sunrise, released this coming September. John Pardee experienced a major breakthrough with California Sunrise, scored a series of hits including Head Over Boots, Dirt on My Boots, Heartache on the Dance
Pot
Floor,
of Boots.
Of Boots.
Boots on the Dance Floor,
Boots on the Ground. The season finale of American Final on Sunday, he joined up with eventual champion Lane Hardy to sing Night Shift and Dirt on My Boots together. So there you go. That's the story of John Pardee. We'll have the discussion about the winner of The Voice in the next half hour here on the DJV program. Right now, though, we'll pause, as they say, for important messages at 28 past the hour.
Now we're working on the night shift, baby.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Have you tried Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil yet? No? Why not? Why are you still sitting around feeling achy? Just this week, listener Guy wrote in to tell me how much Joint Formula 14 has helped relieve his stiff hips and his hands. Roberto took it and used it on his knee after knee replacement. It's helping Jane recover from those old injury aches that she's had since her college athletic days. Do like so many other DJV listeners have done, and go to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Get the details, our special offer, free shipping, only for the month of May, and only for DJV listeners. There's a money-back guarantee, so you'll feel the ache relief, or you'll get your money back. Don't keep putting up with those terrible aches and pains. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil at achefree.live. That's achefree.live with free shipping for a limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other Trump administration officials briefed members of Congress in private about Iran's threats. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul.
It was a very specific and credible threat briefing that we heard today from Iran. In fact, they've carried out and launched several attacks through their proxies.
But Washington Democrat Adam Schmidt, who is chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says he grew frustrated with Pompeo.
He argued, you know, here's all the terrible things that Iran have done, and he spent about 10 minutes to, like, cut him off, making it. And as every member who stood up said, we know Iran is bad. Okay, what is the policy going forward? There wasn't enough information on that.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 197 points, the S&P up 24, and the NASDAQ up 83. This is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today's DJV program, as opposed to yesterday's DJV program or tomorrow's DJV program. You check all of our programs and the essence of the really good stuff on the DJV Show website. DJVshow.com has the most recent podcast, What You Should Know About Game of Thrones. Excuse me, I think that still is me.
Luckily, that's not on the podcast.
When's the doctor? Is the doctor today or is it later this week?
Doctor is Friday.
Perfect, okay.
Doctor is Friday, yes, yeah.
Anyway, I think that's going to serve us all very well.
Yes, I'll tell you what happens and we'll go from there. So check out the podcast anyway, the daily comings and goings of the crew. If you don't have time to listen to the whole program, there's so much for everyone here, including the segment Catholics in the News. All right, before we get to Victoria, let's do Catholics in the News.
Everybody's favorite time of day.
Right. Catholic schoolgirls in California want their old uniforms back, Jennifer. The uniforms you used to wear when you went to Catholic school.
You know it. I rock those.
Cathedral Catholic High School in San Diego protesting this week a new anti-skirt policy supposed to encourage modesty.
Anti-skirt policy?
Anti-skirt policy.
Oh, so they don't have to wear skirts anymore?
Uncomfortable. But at this school, they don't have to. But the principal of the school actually sent Lifestyle at Yahoo a copy of the new policy created as a last resort for students who don't adhere to the knee-length minimum. It says, quote, the most significant change is that skirts will no longer be an option for girls. Dress code is a perennial challenge. Code exists for at least three good reasons. One, to foster unity. Two, to encourage modesty. Three, to minimize pressure to conform to particular styles of clothing.
So is the issue that they're wearing skirts that are too short, or why are they getting...
Yeah, Catholic school girls, you know what we do. We roll our skirts. But you know what? I think we had a rule where if... of course, you could not get away with this, and I was not in school that long ago. But you had to kneel on the ground, and if your skirt didn't touch the ground, you had to push it down.
What?
That was the rule.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
So maybe that wouldn't work so much. But, yeah, you had to get on the ground and kneel. If there was a question that your skirt was too short, that's how they would figure it out.
Administration says they work with the Parents Association. Issuing thousands of hours of detention hasn't worked. Really? So
what's the new policy? They all have to wear pants?
Yes. Modesty is the rule.
You know, I don't like that. Although we used to have a real flexible uniform in Catholic school. We could wear shorts, or there was either khaki shorts, gray pants, or either a gray skirt or a burgundy skirt. And so we had a lot of options. And I did wear the shorts most of the time because it was hot, and, you know, you could wear it with, like, a polo shirt, which was really attractive. But I liked my option of the skirt. I don't know. I wouldn't have wanted to been... it's hot in California and San Diego. Nobody wants to be cooped up in pants all the time.
So I'm looking at some of the pictures of the protesting girls. One of the signs says, "Even Jesus wore pants."
Oh, so the girls want to wear pants?
They want to.
My body, my choice. Well, the girls
my pants.
My
pants. No, they want to wear pants, not that they don't want to.
Yeah, no, they want to wear pants. That's why they changed.
I was the opposite. I'm like, give me the skirts, please.
Anyway. Other Catholic news. Association of Catholic Priests expressing major disappointment over the Pope's comments indicating the church has no current plans to ordain women. Pope says the commission he appointed a couple of years ago could not reach a consensus. You see, this is why they're irrelevant, because they just don't get it. Old gray men. Oh, the old gray men, they ain't what they used to be. They don't want women serving as deacons. Wasn't that the case? I thought they had deacons at one point in time in the Catholic Church that were women, didn't they, earlier on? Yes, no, maybe?
Jen's the only one who can answer that question.
I don't think so.
Anyway, what do you think, Jennifer, about women deacons? The Pope made remarks.
I think it's fine. They go through the classes anyway with their husbands, typically.
Yeah.
One of my dad's very good friends is a deacon, and the wife goes through as well as, like, something, you know, to be a support, and they have to take on a lot of responsibility at the church, too. It really is a couple's decision when someone becomes a deacon, because your life really is transformed. So I don't think I'd have a problem with it.
Well, but the thing is that nobody seems to make a decision. This has been something that's been discussed for a long, long time. In the eyes of the church, women are not equal to men. That's what I'm reading into this. What else do you read into it? Women are not equal. Why would you be a woman member? Why?
Why would I be? Because you believe in God. You believe in the religion.
I believe in God.
The choices. It's your whole debate about organized religion. Some people it's for, and some people it's not. And it's really not your business whether or not Catholicism works for me. And it's not my business if Catholicism doesn't work for you. But what I would say is that if you read biblically, the argument has always been.
Damn good answer, Jen.
That is
I like that.
None of your damn business. Aha.
It's just true. I don't mean it with any disrespect.
No,
religion is very personal,
and
I'm not going to be insulted because I'm a woman who's a Catholic. Sorry.
No. Okay.
So, but I would tell you that the Catholic Church has always argued in the past that biblically there is no reference to female spiritual leaders in the Bible, and so they say, well, this is a male-dominated field. But as churches are changing, I speak specifically for the Catholic Church, and attendance dips down, I think everybody's trying to figure out, well, do we stick to what's taught in the Bible? Do we stick to our traditions? Do we try to welcome in more people? What do we do for the longevity of the church? And that's the conversation that's happening right now.
I understand that. All right. So I'm not going to argue with you ever again, Jennifer. Victoria,
why?
What's the
Is that all I have to say? It's none of your business what I do?
It was a good smackdown.
None of your business. Yeah, Victoria liked that smackdown. She thought that was cool. Hi, Victoria. Let's see what you can say that we can smack you around with.
Well, Theresa May might get smacked down again. She's, once again, she's talking about her, what she calls her quote-unquote new Brexit deal. Which
maybe she should just say it's none of your business, and people are like, all right.
It's, in reality, it looks exactly like her old Brexit deal. Now, she did add a few sweeteners in a new speech, saying that she is still looking for the support of dubious members of Parliament. And so, in the newest version of her new Brexit deal, she has teased the offer of a second referendum. Now, that is essentially a second public vote. She feels that if it goes to another public vote, that the public in Britain will still vote to Brexit.
Baloney.
I think she's wrong, and I think
she's
a lot of other people think she's wrong.
She's out of her mind.
She's still hanging in there. Now, in this new, on top of the offering a second referendum or the possibility of it, she also, in her quote-unquote new Brexit deal, she has contains pledges on workers' rights, environmental provisions, as well as a temporary customs relationship with the EU. Again, temporary customs relationship. Obviously, none of that would probably stick around for long, and then they'd be right back into a whole big mess. So, once again, I don't know if I think Brexit has just, at this point, just completely stalled out. A people's vote, I think, is definitely the way to go. A lot of other of the Conservative Party, they're the anti-Brexiters. They, at this point, also believe that that her new Brexit deal doesn't really offer anything except that they are all in favor as well of having another people's vote. And they call it a hotchpotch. We say hodgepodge, but they say hotchpotch offer. And they think it'll be rejected again. Now, this will go to another vote in the House of Commons in the first week of June. It will be her fourth attempt to get this passed. She's already been rejected three times. It will be her last attempt. She is basically facing a lot of pressure to resign. She's already talked about whether or not this goes through, she will start working on her own Brexit. And then we'll see where that goes after that. But it's a mess. It's an absolute mess.
It is a mess. And there's no leadership there. That's an example of how bad
chickens
it is.
Chickens and no heads. That's pretty much what that is.
Oh, that's an interesting reference. Today is National Maritime Day, created by the Congress back in 1933. National Maritime Day is a holiday that honors and celebrates the Merchant Marine. All right, I'm going around the room. Who knows what the Merchant Marine is? Jennifer?
Sort of. I mean, I've heard of it. I couldn't tell you exactly what they do. What do they do?
I'm going to go around the room first, Victoria.
Oh, okay.
You know what the Merchant
Marine
is?
He's waiting for us to tell him what they do.
No, I know. I can tell you what they do, but I thought it would be interesting.
I've heard them.
Rhetorical questions
for the audience. One thing I do know, when my grandfather was in the Navy in World War II, he was stationed on Merchant Marine ships. So I think they're kind of like Navy for hire. Is kind of like how I would probably say it. They get paid,
and
they're,
a good call.
I guess, like that's kind of how I would describe it, I think.
They carried, and they started World War II, actually, or a little bit, maybe World War I, now that I think about it. This is the craziest thing, because they would not arm these ships. They carried the trappings of war across the North Atlantic. They brought things from America to Europe to support the English.
Oh, and supplies. They bring
supplies. That's right.
But
that's
they weren't armed. Right.
No, they were never armed. That's why they all got sunk. There were many, many men who lost their lives. It was the dumbest thing that you could possibly imagine. Today, I don't know that there are any of these that still exist, these ships, but they were
Now we call it humanitarian aid.
Whatever it is, it was the craziest
idea.
Well,
the ships that my grandfather was on in World War II, they had they were armed, but they not heavily and not enough.
With pea shooters. My father was on one for a while before we went into the Coast Guard, and they were just it was silly. They just were sitting ducks, targets that just blop them
it's
out of
it's a miracle,
the,
yeah. It's a,
as many of them got across the ocean, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, and my grandfather was stationed somewhere in the Baltic Sea, and he had Nazi planes flying over him and submarines underneath him. It's just a miracle that they survived.
Yeah.
And the boats were flat bottom boats. I remember him describing it was there was so much turbulence.
Didn't take the weather well.
No, horrible conditions. Yeah.
Television winner of The Voice. I heard a name being batted around by the three of you, but I don't remember what the name.
I think it's Malin Jarman or Harmon. I don't know how you would say it, but it's John Legend's team. He's the first-time winner now.
He's so good. I just like everything about him. He's just, he was very inspirational. But they've all done, I thought, a good job.
Yeah,
at least what I saw. I didn't see a lot of it because I'm not a fan of these kind of shows, but I'm interested in the chemistry between the four of the judges. I didn't care much about who the contestants were. I just kind of like to watch. And that's really the core of the show.
Yeah,
anyway.
I think John Legend was a lot of fun. So I normally just watch the blind auditions, and then I'm kind of clueless about the rest of it because I think the blind auditions are the most fun part. And you can tell that they were all having a blast together. They all blocked him from picking people because I think they were all a little intimidated that everyone was going to go and want to be on his team.
Go with him anyway.
But yeah, the cool thing about the winner is that she's actually deaf in one ear. And
she's
an amazing singer. So it's pretty cool.
Very interesting. Kind of like the people on this program. Okay, let's see. Next, Sesame Street introducing a new Muppet with the aim of highlighting the stories and the unique love for foster families. This is an interesting, innovative project. Muppets called Carly, K-A-R-L-I. Have you seen this Muppet? A yellow-haired friend of Elmo's who introduces the people that watch the show to a concept of for now parenting. In one of the videos, Carly's foster mother explains to Elmo that Carly's mother is having a hard time. They will keep her safe until her mummy can take care of her again.
That must be really interesting. That must be soothing in some way for kids who are going. There are so many kids
mommy
in the foster system.
Mommy's a Muppet in jail or what?
Mommy is...
I don't know. Mommy...
With drugs, I think.
Yeah, I'm guessing mommy's got a drug problem.
Mommy's got a Muppet needle in her arm somewhere?
Yeah.
Perfect.
God, you just gave me nightmares, Jen.
Who's the dealer on Sesame Street? Is it like Oscar the Grouch? He's like living in a garbage can and...
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster. May is National Foster Care Month. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, there are 440,000 children in foster care. Wow. So it's something to... It's a good educational tool for sure.
It's all right, Jen, what do we have? I think we should deal with the root cause of mom's problems.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Can we please just get the kids
being
like,
funny.
Not
I'm
nightmares?
Funny. All right, here we go. Series premiere tonight of a show called The Butcher. This is on the History Channel, and it's a competition for highly skilled butchers with the $10,000 weekly prize.
Huh?
It's the content to be the
cutting up
butcher.
Meat is the subject of a television show?
On the History Channel.
Arby's
Good
commercial with
God.
All those close-ups of meat. I can't imagine watching an entire show.
You might
want to
skip this one. Yeah, so that's 10 o'clock on the History Channel.
Okay.
Then I think a lot of season finales tonight. Chicago, all the Chicago shows are season finales on NBC. SEAL Team, season finale. Brockmere on IFC. Whiskey Cavalier, season and series finale because they have not been picked up yet. But ABC has got the most interesting story, and that is live in front of a studio audience. They're doing Norman Lear, All in the Family, and
the
Jeffersons.
Shows, yeah.
I think it's going to be a terrible idea, but I'm just in that mood today. It's one episode.
You don't know the actors and actresses.
Sure you do. It's Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei. Yeah,
I got a couple of...
I don't get what they're going to do. Is Woody Harrelson going to try to be
Archie
Bunker?
And Marissa Tomei is going to be Edith. And Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will be George and Louise Jefferson. It's hard to recreate the original. But ABC, 8 o'clock, they will try.
10 before the hour.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610. Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code, MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Half the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now to go through a couple of stories that we have for you. Keep you on your toes. Comcast. Ah, this is good. Everybody needs to have what they do in the bathroom followed by some morons in a big tracking studio someplace. So Comcast gets the award today before Victoria even does the story of being the morons of the day. Go ahead, Victoria.
Well, Comcast is working on a home device, which is similar to, like, the Amazon Echo or Google Home, and it's going to focus more closely on monitoring your health and less on consumer-centric features, so less about ordering online and more about tracking what you do in the bathroom, and that's actually one of the things that they're focusing on. This is going to, they're beginning a pilot of the product this year, and then they have a full launch plan for 2020. And they say the device will monitor people's basic health metrics using sensors with a focus on whether someone is making frequent trips to the bathroom or spending more time than usual in bed. Comcast speaker that they're going to develop, it won't offer things like it can't control your smart home devices or anything like that. It really is just focused on monitoring your health and your vitals, essentially. It will be able to place a call to emergency services if there is a 911 type health emergency. They're apparently in discussions with hospitals about potentially using the device to ensure that patients don't end up back in the hospital after they've been discharged. This is where the sticky wicket, as they say, comes in. So that means in order to have this device from Comcast, your internet service provider, whoever that is, if it is Comcast or if it's Verizon, whatever it is, your doctors and the insurance companies will all have a complete unfiltered view into your day-to-day vitals, how often you go to the bathroom.
Kiss that goodbye.
This is, obviously, critics are already jumping all over this. They say
really?
That, you know, this is the most powerful telecom company in the world. It's also one of the most unpopular companies. It has actually been crowned for many years over as America's most hated company.
No, wait a minute. There are different categories in terms of, entertainment companies.
Verizon and Comcast have been.
And American Airlines fits right in there nicely.
Yeah, well, in the tech world, Comcast is usually the most hated. Verizon is a very close second, though. I think that they're right up there.
Agreed.
And so the problem is very similar to, you know, those little things that you can attach to the engine of your car, and it rates how good of a driver you are based on, you know, how fast you brake and things like that. Well, it's going to be very similar to that. Essentially, what they're going to be doing, Comcast can easily push this onto customers and say, hey, if you are willing to have this device in your home and monitor your health, we can give you lower insurance premiums. They're going to be teaming up with insurance companies. To me, this just spells complete disaster. Total lack of any privacy whatsoever. But, you know, some people may take advantage of it in order to get the cheaper insurance rate. It's just you are signing a deal with the devil. That's essentially today's tech report.
That's for sure. Yep. The bigger they are, the harder they are to deal with. That's pretty much
And no one even knows where your data is going to go. Who are they going to sell your data to? You know they're going to sell it to somebody.
All right. Next up, Microsoft is going to do something with Windows 10. Is that something that's good? I don't have.
Well,
Windows
last week
8,
we talked about there was a huge breach for Windows. Now, if you have the most recent Windows, Windows 10, you're fine. This is a brand new Windows 10 update that if you are using Windows, you really should take advantage of this, because if you're still on Windows XP or Windows 7, which I think, Doug, you are,
I have 10.
Did you update?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
because
like
there,
it.
There was a
it.
Massive data breach, and there was nothing they can do except give you a brand new Windows 10 update. So if you haven't already done it, you can go to you can get the Windows 10 update directly from Windows right out of your settings. Go to updates and security and Windows update and just check for the availability. But it's definitely the way to go, because this breach was a really big one. They can hack into your computer. They can have, it's ransomware, which means they can take your computer hostage and charge you. The last time this happened, it was $500 they charged each person. And they usually want payment in Bitcoin, which is another red flag. But they essentially take over your computer and they hold it hostage until you pay them. And that's what's going on right now with Windows and this breach, which was a really, really big breach. So the Windows update, as always, keep your operating system as up-to-date as you can, because that also includes all of the security fixes. And people don't realize that. They say, oh, well, I don't like the format or the layout of the newest one. Well, you may have to sacrifice that in order to keep your computer safe.
All right. There it is. Let's hear it for Microsoft. Okay, that's it. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve, and lift your mood? Relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or Donna Garland at yahoo.com.